Okay, the guys that did not practice today were Arian, Ben Tate, and Wade Smith. Other than that, everybody was back to work, obviously Cushing. Case will start this week. I talked to Case and Matt, I think, Tuesday before I gave them their break and talked to the team this morning. But Case will start, and hopefully we'll grow from last week. You know, I thought he did some really good things. I thought we played some clean football, and we're going to have to do that, you know, here down the road to improve. So that's the way we started working today. No, there's no decisions made for this season. You know, we'll keep going. It's a decision I made for this week. Matt'll back up Case. Matt's back to work today. First time on the practice field really doing any football stuff since his injury. But we'll get him prepared to play. No, Matt's fine. Matt's fine. And, you know, it's just a decision I made based on what I saw take place last week with Case and him taking advantage of an opportunity, and I want to see it move forward. He's got to improve. He's definitely got to go improve with this football team we're playing. Our football team's got to improve around him. So just, like I said, decision for this week. How are we? On a scale of what? One to the highest number, whatever that is. I'm very concerned. You know, we understand Ben's situation. I think they're going to both give us everything they can to try to play this week. I don't think we're going to know anything until later in the week. It's probably a good thing. I know it's a good thing we had the bye. Neither did anything today. I shouldn't say neither, but Arian actually went over there and moved around today with the trainers. So, you know, what we have to do is we got to prepare these three young guys to play. You know, we got to get Ray, DG, and DJ ready to play. Ray's had some good practices. DJ, you can tell DJ's been working and been on our team just because the way he came back and worked. We'll see, but we got to get those guys ready to play.
Gary, how was Matt when you found out the Case
would be starting? He's not, you know, obviously disappointed, you know, which I wouldn't expect anything else. So we talked for a long time, and, you know, he's a competitor. He wants to be the guy in there. I understand that. So, I know it's very difficult on him. It's very difficult on me, too, to be honest with you. But I got to make decisions that I think are best for the football team right now. So we talked through it, and we moved forward. And, you know, his attitude's good. He's back to work today trying to get himself, you know, ready to play.
Is this one of the most difficult decisions you've had to make? You've never had to name another starter.
Oh, I've had to make a lot of tough decisions in my football life. Is that what you're asking me? That's part of the deal. I mean, that's part of my job. We've been struggling as a team and battling to get back on the right side, and I thought we went out and played better football. That's why we had an excellent chance to win last week in Kansas City. We didn't close the deal or make the play to close the deal, but I thought we played cleaner. We played, you know, played some good football, so I want to see us grow from that. That's why I made my decision.
Gary, who are the new guys you have on the roster today?
Let's see if I can remember them all. DG, Kareem, DJ Johnson from Arkansas, the kid we had in camp. Obviously, we elevated Ray Graham to the active squad. Gooden, the linebacker that was with, had been in San Francisco, had been in Baltimore at one point, okay, from the University of Miami. And then Tarpinian, kid from Iowa, a linebacker, who I think was last with Carolina, if I'm right. Okay, so we got five new faces on the team today going to work. Well, two of them couldn't play right now, so somebody's got to play. So we better start getting these young guys ready, and we're concerned about special teams help, really. So we're talking about three guys that should help us on special teams. He can. Yeah, he'll work that way, yes. I think Keyshawn looked better today to me than he has the last couple of weeks. You know, he's coming off the shoulder. So I'm hoping he's back to full speed. But, yes, yeah, DJ could do that.
Coming back now, I mean, with everything going on with the injuries and everything, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought our work today was really good. This makes for a long week, you know, because I give them some time off, which I thought we needed to get away. They came back and worked really good today, but now we've got a really long week, so we don't play till Sunday night. So we need the week from a health standpoint. We probably need to play real fast from a mental standpoint, you know, but that's just part. We got to deal with the schedule. So, but I thought they came back today ready to work. They understand. I think they feel like if we can continue to play some of the football we played a couple of weeks ago, we're going to give ourselves an excellent chance, you know, here in these last 9 weeks. So that's what we're focused on.
With it being a division game, and the Colts leading the division, you got the 2-5. I mean, how important is this game?
I think everyone is extremely important. You know, we got to battle. First off, we got to battle our way back into this thing. You know, that's the key, and that's a crazy league. Crazy things happen. We played what one division football game, so we're going to start playing each other here. And but I really want our focus to be on us playing better, and I thought it was 2 weeks ago, and that's what I'm trying to keep them focused on right now. Not so much, you know, who we're playing, how much does this game mean, but if we play better, we'll like what happens. So that's what we're trying to stay focused on. All right, thank you.